Starscream here, and I am Lord and Master of all things Transformers. Don't tell Megatron.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, version 2.0.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers version 2.0, episode 30. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips. Joining me in this episode of 2013 is...
TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
What be new with you?
Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. New podcasts, new projects, new stuff. I've actually gotten into reading comics. Shut the fuck up. It's all your fault.
It is, too.
You bastard. I'm trying to keep up with this Align continuity stuff with Transformers, and I don't write... Even before I got back into comics, I'm mainly reading, like, DC and one or two titles from Marvel. But I wanted to keep up with this new continuity, the Align continuity has been around for a while now. But I wanted to keep up with it, and they're doing this thing called Transformers Prime Rage of the Dinobots, which is essentially supposed to link Fall of Cybertron to Transformers Prime, the animated series. And I have yet to find issues 1 and 2 other than on IDW's website, of course. I don't have the cash to get it right now. But the trade paperback for it is coming out, so I'll probably just grab that. So that's what's going on there. Usual stuff, just podcasting and blogging and all that good stuff. And just waiting and waiting and waiting for Transformers Prime Season 3 to hit.
Yeah, I agree with the Transformers Prime Season 3. I'm kind of pumped about it, despite the fact that it will be our last.
Yes.
Since the last episode, which... that's been a while. My announcement since the last episode is my son's been born. He's 3.5 months old now at this point, since we haven't had an episode since October 16th.
Yep.
So that's happened. A ton of new stuff on the site. There's plans for the future as far as year 5, bunch of new podcasts, bunch of new blogs. Little bit of a change since the last episode we had. We've got more partnerships, more convention notice.
Yep.
So lots been going on. Lots still going to be going on. This show is not going away, as some probably think it has or would have or anything. We'll get into that at the end of the show of how we plan to keep this show going.
Yes.
In the meantime...
You want me to take this?
You can bring up the news.
Oh, God.
Wah, wah.
Hasbro is raping our childhood like Starscream rapes giant metal bugs.
Anybody see a recurring theme here?
Okay, maybe I should change it. Hasbro is raping our adulthood like Starscream rapes metal bugs.
He doesn't rape little bugs. They're metal. Big bugs.
Yeah. Transformers Prime Beast Hunters, final chapter of Prime. New series coming in late 2014.
Like, I don't have a problem with Transformers Prime ending. I mean, I do, but I don't. Only because, you know, yeah, they can only go so far with some things, and yeah, they have touched a lot of ground. At the same time, this is like the Beast Machine second season, you know, Battle for the Spark, or the Armada thing of the Unicron battles, or, you know, whatever the hell they called it. I mean, there's some taglining it when it... really honestly doesn't need it. It's they're almost trying to create a separate show out of it in this season with this added theme. But it's still the same thing.
Well, you know,
I don't have a problem with the Predacons returning, or, you know, the changing of them, or bringing Predaking, or some of the other stuff. My concern is that they're going to butcher the show by doing it.
Well, no,
to some degree.
I don't think that's the case, because we even talked to Stephen Melching, and he at that time he did not confirm nor deny that season 3 would be the last, but he said they had planned story-wise 3 full seasons of stories. He didn't say that they planned more. He said that their plans from the beginning was 3 full seasons. And if Hasbro wanted more, or if the ratings showed that, hey, we need to do more, then that would happen. So, as long as it gets a fitting ending, as long as it gets a really, really good storyline ending, and a lot of people on the internet just... A lot of Transformers fans on the internet that don't like Prime, I get there are people that don't like animated because... That's fine. That's their opinion. Not every Transformers fan is going to like every iteration of every cartoon that the Transformers has ever had. But Transformers Prime, for me, was like... It's like G1 of the 21st century. Like, people are like, that's movie design. I hate that.
It's not actually movie design. It's better.
It takes elements from the movie designs, but that's it. It takes Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime.
Then, if you want to argue that, it's kind of meshing G1 with the movie verse, and it's coming up with this actually halfway decent design set.
Right. And then people bitch about the flashback or recap episodes of... There's the episode in season 2 where... We finally see Fowler's superiors, and he has to tell the whole story again of what has happened in the first 2 seasons of the show. I think it was season 2, episode 15. I could be wrong. I'm not looking at it. And people bitch about that, like, oh, it's a recap show already, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, it's a good story. Anyway, so for season 3, let's see. According to TFW2005.com, they say, our fellow fans over at the AllSpark get credit for digging up this bit of news. The latest edition of Kid Screen Magazine contains some news on Transformers Prime Beast Hunters, including the fate of Transformers Prime itself. The article puts forward that the Prime Season 3 Beast Hunters will now only contain 13 episodes and will mark the final chapter of the Transformers Prime series. That being said, the article goes on to say a new, quote-unquote, new iteration of the animated TV series is due in late 2014. Now, I want to stop there. I asked you this off-air a couple days ago. It says, quote-unquote, a new iteration of the animated TV series. That, to me, means that somehow they're going to revamp Prime and do something different with it. That doesn't, like, it doesn't, like... The way that that's worded, it doesn't say to me they're going to move on to an entirely new series. I don't know. It's just that wording. That's just kind of screwing me up. And while there is no word on what this new series might be, chances are it will be set in the aligned continuity with all the effort Hasbro has put into creating this cohesive continuity for Transformers, a continuity presently covering 2 novels, 2 prequel video games, the upcoming... MMOG, Transformers Universe, 3 comic book miniseries, 65 episodes, and a TV movie. It is unlikely that the aligned continuity is going away so soon. Okay, I'm all for the aligned continuity as much as Transformers can get it, you know, get it spread and keep, you know, the same continuity without, you know, having comics do, oh, this is doing this, and games are, that's like having three separate continuities. I don't care for that, so I'm all for an aligned continuity. But why not continue on with the current show? You know, you said that there's only so much they can do. I think that there's a lot they can do. They can pull from the books. They can pull from the comics. They can take these characters and add new characters. And yes, I know this show is very expensive. Stephen Melching told us this show is extremely expensive to produce. I understand that. It's whatever, you know. But there's so much they can do continuing on with Transformers Prime. We don't need another new Transformers. I think Optimus Solo said it to us off the air. They are jumping the shark and they're jumping the gun on getting rid of Prime.
Yeah, I really like the show. I mean, I don't have cable to actually watch the damn thing. I have to catch it on YouTube, but or other methods.
Yeah.
Just saying, if they put it on regular cable, I would be able to watch it legitimately. Yes. But this show, I don't see the point in canceling it if they're trying to keep an aligned continuity and keeping comics and, you know, three different miniseries, having a TV movie, having video games associated with it. If you're done with it, be done with it. Move on. If you're not, you shouldn't cancel it. You shouldn't, you know, people don't give a rat's ass about, you know, other Transformers or anything. It's always been about Optimus and Megatron, Bumblebee, Starscream, Soundwave, Ratchet, you know, all of these, you know, mainstays. Nobody gives a shit about, like, if you were to have, and I know I'm going to catch shit for this, but a show of, like, you know, centered on Nightbeat and Thunderwing or, you know, because nobody knows who the hell they are, for one.
Yeah.
I mean, let's get real. The G1 fanboys know who they are. That's about it. The people in the later incarnations have no freaking clue.
Yeah.
But, I mean, nobody would watch it, really. I mean, people would watch it, obviously, but it's not going to get the same acclaim as if you kept with these characters. So what direction is there to move in if they're going to, you know, keep with the aligned continuity? They'd still have to keep everybody on board, and they'd still have to keep all the same stuff, because it's, you know, you can't just go off on a tangent storyline. I mean, the kid Transformers show that's out, the
Rescue Bots
is technically associated, but it's not.
It is, because anytime Optimus is not in a Prime episode, that's when he guest stars over on... They found some
loophole,
weird, half-ass robotic backwards way of fitting it into the continuity. And that's the other thing I don't get, is you got Transformers Prime for pretty much anyone over 10 years old.
Yeah.
You know, and then you've got Rescue Bots for the younger generation to bring them up on, because Transformers Prime, let's face it, that is all story. That is any of the writers.
It's dark.
It's very dark. It's not for kids. It's for us fans. It is the way I look at it. And I'm getting sick of, in general, I'm not calling out any names. I'm not gonna, you know, get heat for calling people out. I am getting sick of anyone in the Transformers fandom that is like, oh, it's not G1, blah, blah, blah. It's not, and I'm sorry, I know you're one of these guys. It's not Beast Wars.
Honestly, like, I don't have a problem with any of the American-made shows.
Right.
I mean, I know that some of them are shipped over different continents. I mean, if it's been dubbed over here, it's crap in my eyes. Like, honestly, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, Transformers Animated, I liked it, but I didn't care for it as much.
Yeah. I liked Animated. I thought it was decent, but
it had its moments.
Yeah, it had a lot of really cool moments. My point here in this whole tangent and what I'm trying to get at is...
It has to evolve.
Well, it has to evolve, but for me, the fandom and loving Transformers as I do, everybody always says the Transformers fandom has pockets. You got the G1 guys over here. You got the Beast Wars guys over here. You got the animated people over here. You got the Prime and Aligned Continuity people halfway to... Six Flags over Cybertron. You know, you've got all these different pockets and different cliques. I don't see it that way. I don't understand why all of us can't just like what we like, dislike what we dislike, and we all get along, and we all don't have to say, oh, my continuity is better than your continuity. Yeah.
Well, technically, if you want to argue that, they're all tied together anyway. TransTech. Boom. You're fucked.
Yeah. Right from the get-go. Yeah, I know. But... My point is I have become a Transformers fan that likes, just like you said, you like all the American stuff. I like all the American, like any American series that is done, anything that's done in English, anything that's done in a language I can actually understand without having to read subtitles. I love G1 for the nostalgia factor. I love Beast Wars because it's amazing writing and great visuals for the time. Granted, the 96 to 99 CGI wasn't the best in the world looking at it today, but back then it was amazing. Animated. I like animated for its different direction and the fact that it tried to make itself its own culture. I love that about animated. And Prime, like I said, I've said this before. Prime to me is, if I had a son, I would say, son, here, watch this. This is your G1. That's what Prime is to me. It's G1 for a new generation. And the fact that they're just going to axe it after 3 seasons just because they want to move on to something else because another fucking Michael Bay movie is coming out.
It doesn't make any sense. That's more so what we're complaining about.
Yes.
It's not that we're saying that, you know, they shouldn't move on to something else, but like I said before, if you're going to move on, move on. You know, if you're done with this iteration, then you've already kind of screwed that aligned continuity right there because you know, and like you said, there's still other stories to be told. It's just they have to get their head out of their ass for the Michael Bay run and actually do it instead of, I'm excited that it's still got a third season and a TV movie and the games and all that good shit. But at the same time, I don't want to see it change to, you know, from a CGI show to an animated show again, just to go back to a CGI show again, and have different voice actors playing the same characters with slightly different molds or something, and it's the same. You know, but then they're going to say, oh, it's still the same aligned continuity. It just takes place later, so their voices change. Well, that's bullshit. But, you know, I mean, it's the whole process is kind of asinine. Like, I just wish that they'd either keep going with it or they dump this whole aligned continuity shit and move on.
Yeah. The Rage of the Dinobots 4-issue miniseries that IDW is currently doing is a tie-in from, as I said, from Fall of Cybertron to Transformers Prime, because it ties into Shockwave and the Beast Hunter. Like, he created the Predacons, or he created Predaking, or something. I don't have issue 3 in front of me. It's over there on the other side of my desk. But what I think they're doing here is they're taking this 4-issue miniseries, making it as a prequel to kick off Season 3, because the Dinobots, because the subtitle of the 4-issue miniseries of Transformers Prime is Rage of the Dinobots. So if they introduce the Dinobots in Season 3, even past the Beast Hunter story, the Dinobots could do so much more. Like, you could tell so many more and different stories with them. And, you know, yes, I agree with you to a certain extent that, you know, mainstream people that aren't Transformers fans only know Optimus, Bumblebee, Megatron, Starscream, you know, Ratchet, Iron, you know, they all know these mainstream movie names that have been in the three previous Bay films. But for us, if there was a 3-episode arc involving Shockwave versus the Dinobots in Transformers Prime CGI. I would love that. If there was something where somehow, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but somehow Megatron gets turned into Galvatron again in Prime, I would freaking love that, because it's not only going to tell a new and different story, it's going to tell, you know, it's going to reflect on what G1 was, and it's going to honor it, you know.
There's other elements you could pull from the Marvel G1 Transformers run, mm-hmm. where, you know, and like you said, the Dinobots, and you have Dinobots, you have Ratchet, and you have Shockwave all pitted mm-hmm. against each other, or you have, you know, Shockwave trying to steal command from Megatron, or you have, you know, Starscream gaining, you know, the underbase, or, you know, all these different, there's a bunch of different routes they could take. I mean, you could have, mm-hmm. You know, Blaster, you could have, you know, the headmasters come back, or, I mean, there's a bunch of possibilities. It's just that they haven't fully, I mean, they could divert from Optimus and Megatron, mm-hmm. at least temporarily, but what I'm getting at is they'll still eventually need to go back to them, because that's basically what Transformers is rounded back to, is those two.
Right.
It's always been an Optimus Megatron battle.
Yeah. I just think that they're jumping the gun with this being the last season. I get that we're still in kind of a, you know, bad place with the economy and all that stuff here in the U.S., but, and I understand that show is very expensive, but it has to be making Hasbro money between all the toy lines. And yes, I know and I understand that the Transformers Prime toy line is very expensive to make in itself, but they have to be making money back at some point. They have to be making money off these things, or else if they weren't, they wouldn't be doing them.
True.
Take Masters of the Universe toy line. Mattel fucked it up in 2002, and there wasn't a toy line until 2008. And sadly, but, you know, it's like there just wasn't one. But Transformers, I can think of only probably one time that Transformers toys had gone away. Transformers have been with us for nearly 30 years. You know, there's never been a real full-on stop to the toy line. So Hasbro has to be making money off these things.
Well, and Hasbro is trying to keep it fresh, whereas on G1, they honestly focused on it way too long.
Well,
line, which, you know, to that degree, I can see that. But if you want to argue that point, look at the movie-verse. They add one gimmick, and it's the same damn toy that you're buying 3 times.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why the 4th movie, they're talking about having completely different designs for everybody so that they can actually say, oh, buy the new toy. But so in that regard, I can see why they would do that. But I mean, there's still, you know, they could give us better quality and detailed figures instead of giving us these crapshoot pieces of shit that are under $20 that, I mean, I'm not saying that they should be more than $20, but I'm saying that they shouldn't be smaller than, like, the Megas are now deluxe class, and it's just pathetic. Ultras are Megas. I mean, it's sick. But yeah, I just wish that they'd either, you know, keep on the same train or get the hell off.
Yep.
And we're pretty much not going to cover any other Transformers news because, let's face it, there's not really anything significant out. And we don't really give a rip about the Michael Bay film because it's done and over with. I mean, the 4th one's coming eventually.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only news you all need from us, is the 4th movie is coming. You know, I've said this many times before. When Steve and I were doing ATTF, sometimes weekly, most of the time every other week, that every bit of movie news is either location announcements or filming stuff or this, this, and this, or, oh my God, insert actor name here said this about Michael. But you know what I mean? It just that whole constant, every little friggin' stupid thing that the movie news is just turned me off to even talking about it, and it almost ruined... Well, I know for a fact it ruined me on Revenge of the Fallen. Dark of the Moon, not so much. But I'm just ready and waiting to just go see the new movie whenever it comes out next year, or whenever the hell. At some point after the fourth movie comes out, we will be doing commentaries on all four at some point. Don't know when. But that'll be in the future. But yeah, we were just doing this episode to talk about Prime. And as most of the listeners know, we only talk about news items that we're interested in. I don't collect toys anymore. I stopped. Steve hasn't collected toys in years. So any of the toy news, I'll do a special. Not a special. I'll talk about it on ToyCast with people that actually care about the toys.
Yeah. And the only bit of Transformers 4 news that's even relevant is Mark Wahlberg's going to be in it. And even though he says that they're rebooting it, Michael Bay says otherwise, and then they got some other kid in this movie that's called Jack Rayner.
Oh, Lord.
You probably haven't kept up with it very much. I only know what I've briefly read. But
anytime I go to TFW, all as I do is I click on the Transformers Prime news.
Good man, good man.
Yeah, to see if there's any news about when. That's the other thing about Transformers Prime. They keep saying Beast Hunters coming this spring. When the hell's the show coming back? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. And then, but yeah, that's all. And Transformers Prime is badass. And then you can't deny that David Soboloff is awesome because he plays Shockwave.
Shockwave, yep.
But yeah.
From a fish to an evil scientist.
Yes.
X is down there.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yes, let's take a commercial break.
Is this thing on? Oh, goody. Why, hello there. It's your dear old Uncle Joker here. I bet you're asking yourself, what could I be possibly doing here, of all places? Well, I'm laughing at the fact that this new podcast presented by Geekcast Radio is called Legends of the Dark Knight. Who the heck knew the bat was so popular? Ugh. Join Steve, Mike, and sometimes Tara for reviews on the greatest DC animated universe cartoon to ever meet Gotham City. So join moi for the talk of the town, or I'll send Captain Clown after you. He gets mighty angry when he doesn't get to have his garbage skull. So put on a nice big smile and join us for the next Geekcast Radio Network podcast, Legends of the Dark Knight.
This is 80s action sensation Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm here to tell you about the podcast I produce called Punisher Body Count. Join hosts Jacob and Dane as they give non-biased opinions of the current issues.
I'm going to be real. I thought this comic was absolute shit, so let's get into
it. Man, yeah, okay, let's get into it.
Relive great moments from the Punisher's past.
Yeah, well, that was top 10, easy. But what about the time I was buried with a chicken because this movie thought it was sick? Why are you trying to erase history, Garth Ennis?
And podcasts with the utmost professionalism.
Are we recording? Whatever. Yeah. I'm just going to get this out of the way right now. Okay. Fuck, fuck, shitty, shitty, bang, bang. Nah, let's leave that one out.
If you don't check out the show, it would be a big mistake. To find the show, go to www.punisherbodycount.wordpress.com or download the episodes from iTunes. Just search Punisher Body Count. So check them out. Yow!
And welcome back to All Things Transformers.
Did you like what it did there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways,
bad Starscream impression, but a good Megatron impression.
No, it was the Joker.
Oh.
And then I transition into Beast Wars Megatron.
Uh-huh.
How you like me now? But, yes, the news that we are going to divulge in this place now has to do with this show.
Oh, God. You said in this place, and the first thing I flash to is, Krang, we need to talk about the stuff in the place with the stuff, Krang. Oh, God, the stupid voices from
Krang, we must get the turtles from the place that we are in, that is this place. That's exactly how they talk to. It's hilarious.
I know, I'm sorry.
That was the first time I've been able to say it and actually make it make sense, like the show.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't make sense, but anyways, yeah. I was contemplating on permanently retiring the show and opening it up to having someone else do a Transformers podcast in the Geekcast Radio Network. However, being that this was my first show outside of TF Wire before Geekcast Radio was launched, and in case we get interviews or other stuff, we wanted to keep it around. And so Mike kind of came up with the idea of, you know, having not retiring the show, but turning it into a segmented show.
Right.
And when we say segmented show, that means that he and I would still run the show, per se, and have our little whatever we feel like talking about prior, and then we could insert clip here with a set of new hosts outside of the Geekcast Radio Network. There would be auditions held more so than anything else. People looking to inquire about this, you will contact feedback@geekcastradio.com.
With the subject line, ATTF hosting.
Yes. And more so what we're going to be doing here is we'll still do our news bits. We'll still talk about whatever. We'll still intro, outro the show. What will be talked about on here will be everything Transformers related except comics, because comics will be on The Pull Bag, which is our new comic book podcast. Right. Each episode would either have Mike or I, like I said before. The segment times would be roughly 40 to 50 minutes.
Yep.
That way, once everything's slapped together, it's an hour, hour and a half at most.
Yep.
So, like, you know, Transformers toys could be talked about, any of the different universes, any of the different eras, whatever, can be discussed on here. The people, whoever we select, will be sending the raw audio clip of them recording their segment for the show to us, and then we would edit it together and post it on the site.
Right, right.
So, more so, it's to keep the show alive, keep it fresh.
The other thing is, I'm sorry to interrupt you here, is we've, you know, you... When did you start ATTF? 2008?
August of 2008.
August of 2008.
My first episode, as sad as that is, I covered the death of Bernie Mac.
Wow.
Yeah, talk about a low road there.
Because
I ran solo, and then I had...
No. It was not... I know why you talked about the death of Bernie Mac, because Son... This is a $5,000 car, not a $4,000. Yeah, he was in
Transformers the movie.
He was in the first two live action film. That's right. Okay, so Steve has been doing this show since 2008. It is now 2013. It's 5 years later. Okay, in 5 years we have given you all pretty much everything we have to say about any iteration of Transformers, minus the Unicron trilogy. That's the only thing we haven't talked about.
There were 58 episodes, I believe, of the version 1.0. This is episode 30 of 2.0.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and then when you incorporate the interviews and the random specials, I'd say probably around 110 episodes total. But,
right.
And we've covered more in depth in our review shows of the shows that we actually like.
Right.
So, in that sense, there's not really much for either of us to talk about unless we happen to get other people in on the show.
Right. So what, and you can disagree or agree with me on this one, as again, this is your show, not mine, but my original thinking when I wrote this out to Steve in an email was that each segment would be its own generation of Transformers. So say we got two people to talk about G1 stuff. Say we got two people that are Beast Wars fanatics. Say we got two people that like Beast Machines. Say we got two people that like Prime. This way, it's a two-person show still. I would say between two to four max. Four is maximum on any of GCRN shows, but depending. But in general, four people is maximum. But the way I was thinking of it is we could have varying opinions on each generation. So it's not just host A and host B talk about each generation each week. We would have anywhere from 6 to 8 new hosts that each have their own set. So say host John Jay and host Optimus Curious have G1 and they talk about all their G1 stuff. Host Waspastinator and whatever else have Beast Wars, or you know what I mean? That's what I was thinking when I was thinking segments. Each segment would have its own hosts and have its own feel for the show. That way it gets more opinions out there.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I want to keep it random, and I want to keep...
Right.
And I want people that are actually genuinely enthusiastic about the shows, and it's not going to be a news-based thing because Mike and I can cover whatever that is in the previous segment.
Right. The segments are going to be more of discussion-based. Like, say, like I said before, hosts Waspinator and Optimus Prime will want to talk about an episode of Beast Wars. Fine. Go ahead. I don't care because we've already talked about it. We've already given our opinions on it. Yes, the Beast Unleashed will be coming back in 2016, but that's for another day. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where we're trying to get... We want to get Transformers fans that are passionate about the brand, passionate about their certain speciality or their certain fandom on each segment. Like I said, G1 will have G1 hosts, Beast Wars will have Beast Wars hosts, etc. And they will then give their opinions on any number of discussion topics. As Steve said, the news, we would take care of the news in the intro segment or the outro segment. So this is just a way that I thought of that we could expand the show without Steve actually relinquishing control of the show or just retiring it in general and not doing anything with it.
Yeah. I have to agree.
That's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that right there.
Yes. But that would also leave it open so that if eventually I wanted to talk about something, I still could.
Right. Yep.
And we would still keep the segment people. It just depends on how they want to do it, and everything would be passed through me.
Yes.
That's the major announcement we've had with All Things Transformers lately that we've been kind of keeping hush-hush until we were ready to reveal it in this episode. So
that's right.
So I think that about covers it. What do you think?
I think you're about right. So maybe we need to have Megatron jump on a jet and fly out of here. That's a reference to an NG Smooth video. He's like, their G1 Megatron things. Like, I'm Megatron. I'm on a jet.
It was basically an Old Spice commercial reworked for Transformers.
That's right.
He said, "You're watching me. Now I'm watching you. Yes. I'm standing on a jet."
That's so funny.
And then he flies away on Starscream.
Yes.
It was hilarious. Anyways, if you'd like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate our show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback, despite the lack of episodes. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you were leaving the message for and your name. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can send us an email, again, feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. My Twitter name is at SCP21. And yours?
TFG and Mike.
Join us sometime in the future when we will be discussing something new in the Transformers verse and hopefully with our new segment hosts. So for now, I'm Steve Megatron Phillips with
TFG and Mike.
Singing the immortal words of Beast Wars Megatron. Bite me, ass bite.
Go put your panties on.
Oh, where the devil are my panties? Rubber ducky, you're the one. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Yeah.